It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. So glad you guys are joining us today. I am the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and sitting in with me is Olivia.
The resident friend.
the friend, absolutely the friend. And today, Olivia, I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about because this is a trip that you and I went on together to Portland, Maine.
And it was an awesome trip. Portland, such a cool city.
It is a very cool city. We had to pry ourselves back, you know, away from the city and back onto the airplane to actually leave. We wanted to stay.
We really did. And we were lucky enough to also be able to explore a bit of the coast and an exciting trip outside of Portland, too. So we got to see a lot of Maine.
We did. We absolutely did. And we're going to talk about all of that today. We're going to talk about our time in Portland. We'll talk about some of the tours that we took because we really learned a lot about the city taking those tours. And it's just a testament to how important it is to jump on some of those hop on, hop off tours that you may think, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. But you really do learn a lot. And we did a culinary tour. We'll talk about that. And then also we're going to share a little bit of our conversation that we had with the captain of the Victory Chimes, one of those tall ship schooners that we had a chance to sail on, which was really our main reason for going there.
It was our main reason for going there in celebration of our quarter mile segment.
That is right. That is right. Because that Victory Chimes is on the back of that quarter. But hey, Portland, though, was really the highlight, too, for us, because that's where we first arrived.
We first arrived there. And I think it took us both by surprise. I mean, we were excited to go there, but then it just kept getting more and more exciting the longer time we spent there with all of the different food options and all the exciting shops. And again, the tours were really immersive.
They were very immersive. But, you know, one of the things that was a highlight for me, I'm not sure about you, if this kind of jumped out to you, was really the history of Portland. I mean, it was established in 1632 by the British. And you just really, you know, I guess being down south here, we think a little bit more about the Spanish because of Florida. But, I mean, the British also, too, had a lot of influence up in the Northeast and certainly in Maine.
Yes, and it quickly became a kind of mecca for shipping and trading. It was a vital commercial port, not just for the U.S., but also for Canada. That was kind of where they would have to go through a lot of the time to get out to the Atlantic.
Exactly. And trading and fishing. Also, too, a very vibrant fishing settlement.
Still there.
Still there today. And you can really see it when you're down at the docks there, right there in the center part of old Portland. And the city changed names a couple of times, too. There were several changes. And at one time, it was known as Falmouth, which we saw a lot of that around. We saw an actual street named that. And there was a lot of rapid growth, especially around that period of time when it had that name. And it was renamed Portland in 1786, prior to Maine becoming a state. So Portland's history really goes back a lot further than even what we associate with the state of Maine.
Right. And I guess a lot of those, you know, coastal towns could be called Portland up there. But this is especially fitting because Portland today is still Maine's, you know, most popular city.
It definitely is. Plus, it's the place that you're most likely going to fly into, especially coming from this area. You're most likely going to fly into Portland and then drive around the coast, which is what we did, too. It was kind of like a road trip for us.
It was a fun road trip, and we just passed through so many charming little towns that we wanted to get out and explore. We were on a deadline, but there, if you're driving up there, it's really worth getting out and exploring. There's a lot of beautiful seaside towns there.
That would be my recommendation, that you take in Portland, go and sail on the Victory Chimes that we're going to share a little bit later in the show. But on your way to the Victory Chimes, that you definitely stop, because we passed so many little cute roadside shops, little towns where there were restaurants and people were lined up around the corner, literally around the corner, waiting to probably get, you know, a lobster roll or something like that. But it just looked like one of those kind of places where you want to stop and spend a little bit of time.
You do. And I have to say that it was a pretty easy process to go from the airport to get the rental car. I mean, it's right across the street within the airport complex. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, pretty straightforward. And then to get from the airport into downtown Portland was Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And then to the hotel, you know, so it was all very, very great. It was a really great experience. But, you know, speaking of Portland, too, you know, it was really interesting to see that there's starting to be a little bit of influence also, too, from maybe international residents who are moving there and the different cultures that are coming. Because Portland has always been a city of immigrants with a fishing port there. You know that people are going to come and want to find those jobs out on the water doing things like fishing. But you now also have a lot of immigrants who are resettling, are reestablishing themselves in the main area, and in Portland in particular.
Yes, today there are immigrants from Somalia and Sudan. It's an area of resettlement, like you said, for immigrants escaping refugee camps and other hardships in their home countries. And it was really cool. I mean, the first, you know, hour that we, after we got settled at the hotel, we walked around, of course, got a lobster roll. Just within that time, we saw lots of different people, heard different languages, lots of excitement and activity. It was really, really cool.
Very, very cool. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are sharing all the details about our recent trip to Portland, Maine, where we had a great time in Portland, but we're also sharing some of the things that we did outside of Portland. But let's stick with Portland for a little bit more here, Olivia, because there are a couple of really kind of fun facts that I found about Portland, that approximately 230,000 residents live in the greater Portland area. Now, it did not feel crowded, though, walking around. I mean, it felt a little bit like, you know, you could see tourists kind of coming and going, especially down by the port, where you get all of the tour buses and
right.
trolleys. But the rest of the time, it felt like a really very, not, I don't want to say empty city, but it certainly was not busy and overcrowded.
Lots of breathing room. And especially if you, you know, of course, like you said, get further from the port, you know, kind of the business area, the different stores that are there. It's nice and quiet, peaceful.
Yes, absolutely. You can do a little bit of people watching and a little bit of shopping, which we had a chance to go in some different shops and do some things like that. Now, Portland also has about a fourth of Maine's total population.
Yeah.
So that really shows you also, too, that really when you get outside of Portland, it's going to be a little bit rural. But we talked about those cute little villages that you want to stop in. Those little townships sound like they would be and look like they would be really fun to take part in.
Yes. And tons of, you know, historic homes and buildings and, you know, a lot of shops that have been there for a very long time. But, you know, we were our end destination, Rockland, Maine, had a lot of up-and-coming restaurants and stores, too. I mean, I think we were kind of surprised to find there's a lot going on in Rockland, too, this small town.
Yeah, I don't know what I expected. I think I was so focused on getting on the Victory Chimes and making sure that we got there in time, we found it, that I really didn't put a lot of thought into what Rockland might be like. But
right.
it was, like you said, quite a vibrant city and some really good restaurants.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We actually had a hard time choosing.
I think we walked around the main, you know, I don't know if it's called Main Street, but we walked around that area for quite some time trying to figure out what we were going to do.
Yeah, what we wanted to eat. And, you know, hey, when you talk about Portland, though, there are a couple of other things. You talk about Portland and you talk about Maine. There are a couple of trivia things that I wanted to share as well. The state animal is the moose.
Gotta watch out for those.
We didn't see any. But
no.
Hey. And the state tree is the white pine, which is what that ship that we sailed on, the Victory Chimes, is actually made out of pine.
Wow. Yeah.
And then a couple of other things, too. The state cat is the Maine Coon cat. And funny enough, my sister has a Maine Coon cat. So I think she was probably wanting to tag along just so she could
yes.
see if maybe
return might, to the motherland.
The motherland. Maybe she might see a couple of Maine Coon cats kind of running around. I don't recall seeing any cats, though, so I don't know.
No, neither. Me neither.
I think we saw some dogs, but we didn't see any cats. But hey, this is all fun. So when we come back, because we need to stop right now and take a break. I kind of hate to end the conversation because it's great to relive it all. But when we come back, let's talk about those tours because they were great. They were informational, and we just had a whole bunch of fun on them as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a moment.
It wasn't a rock. Was a rock.